Hey everybody, welcome back to the Just for Fun cast. Today I'm just doing something a little bit different, a little fun. I'm having what is supposedly a conversation with my two-year-old daughter, Lily. The idea here is to begin a new Christmas tradition where I have a yearly chat with her around Christmas time to see how things are going, to see how her year was, and to kind of make an archive. Like I always say on this podcast, it's more of an archival thing for me, so we can look back and remember times and to capture time and hold it still, you know. So this year, 2025, I'll be doing the first Lily Christmas podcast, and I hope in 25 years from now, she'll be interviewing me as an old man, talking about this first recording we did together. Really, it's important to me as we go to catalog these things and to hold these moments and to keep them close. So it's a bit of a rough recording. She unplugged the microphone a few times right in the middle of the first bit, and then we had to take the dog for a walk in the middle. And frankly, Lily is participating in her own way today. She's definitely more of a talker than we're going to hear on this podcast, and definitely more outgoing. But I just think, you know, sitting here on my lap in front of the microphone, looking at the computer soundboard, I think it just, you know, it wasn't super fun for her, but it was the only way I could capture this little bit of audio. And Vail, if you're listening to this someday, I love doing this with you, and I love having you as my little partner here. It's a lot of fun talking to you about all the little things you learned this year, and I thought we might get a little bit more out of it, as sometimes she can really sit and chat, but today she just wanted to say a few things, and no judgment. It's up to her. It was her episode. She's the special guest, so she talked about what she wanted to talk about. And I just wanted to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas, and that we are plugging along here. We've got some stuff to look forward to coming up, but this one's really for Lily and for anyone out there who loves her. And I think you can probably hear her chatting in the background now. But it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with this. Lily is a beautiful little girl with a big heart, and it's a lot of fun to talk to her, and I hope someday she can turn the tables on me and ask me some questions about what this time was like raising her here in Southern California, 2025. I'm just so proud. I'm so proud of the little girl she's becoming, and I'm proud of all and thankful for all the people who have supported us through the year and supported us with being, you know, new parents, and the people we all lean on, and the people that you know are there for you and have your back. I just wanted to, before the year was over, I wanted to say thank you to all of you. And, you know, I know the holidays might not always be the easiest time for everyone. And if you're out there having a hard time, know that there's people thinking about you and people that care about you. And 2026 could be the big year. And, I just really, really feel a heart full of appreciation this year for everyone, and especially for my little daughter, who really, really changed my life and in some ways saved it. So without any further ado, here's my supposed conversation with Lily. And yeah, stick around. Just keep your eyes on the feed, because we've got some office rankings of the Christmas episodes coming up, and we've got some stuff coming out right after the new year. Lulu's on the podcast. We got a couple recordings done last week. So really good stuff and a lot of fun. But today, this is special for me. Like I said, it's a rough recording. It's not really. I wouldn't expect anyone to put it in the pantheon of great podcast episodes of all time. It's not going to be up there with Serial or, you know, Crime Junkie or whatever you listen to. But this is important for me to put this in the feed and hold it close and keep it forever. So here we go. I said without further ado and then gave you a lot of ado. So now, with just a little more ado, my conversation with my wonderful daughter, Lily. Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay, welcome in, everybody. This is our first annual Lily and Dada podcast Christmas tradition. Lily is 2 years old. Dada is much older than that. We're going to do this every year, and we're going to catch you up on everything we learned this year together. And I think Lily is getting excited to tell you all about her favorite animal, which is what, Lily? What is that?
A pig.
Lily, we learned this year, loves pigs. Anytime we sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm, her first animal was always what, Lil? We would say, on his farm he had a
sheep.
A pig, yeah. And from old MacDonald, Lily learned a lot of other animals, right? Do you know the noise? What sound does a pig make? Do you remember? Or what else is on the farm? Is there a horse? A horse? You remember horses? Yeah. And what else, Lil? What else did we learn in 2025? Do you want to talk to anybody? Do you want to say hi? You want to say hi, Lily? So she's a little shy on the podcast for our first recording together. Right now she's looking at pictures of horses. Yeah, a horse. That's a horse. Lily, what else do you want to talk about? What were some other things you learned this year that you want to talk about? Remember how we learned to say thank you? Remember? Okay. You don't want to talk about that right now? We'll try again later. We'll try again later, okay? We're back. Do you have more you want to say, though? Thank you. Who are you saying thank you to? Thank you. Yeah, can you say hi to everyone who's listening? And you continue, can you tell them that all the dad is on the bus? Say, I love you. I love you. I love you. All the dad is on the bus. Say, I love you. All through the town. What else did we learn about this year, Lily? Did we learn some numbers? Did we learn to count one, two? She's not. What's up? Is there anything you want to tell anyone out there listening?
Circle.
Yeah. Well, what did you say? Yeah. Lily's learned a lot of numbers and colors this year. What is it? A bike? That's not a bike. That's a button. That's a button. Yeah. Oh, wow. Lily's picked up the habit of saying, oh, wow.
Two, three, six, nine.
I think you got a lot of numbers there, Lily. You're right. She's pressing the numbers on the remote control, saying one, two. Yeah. And are there any colors on there? Can you show me the blue one? And red. Yeah, so 2 years old, Lily is really starting to learn to count. Yeah, two, three. And so these first 2 years being a dad with Lily have been exciting and fun, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. It's challenging. But Lily, this year, what else did you learn? You learned how to escape from the house. You learned how to, you got your own bedroom this year and your own big girl bed, right? Did you get your own bed? Do you remember? Yeah. And Lily, what else happened this year? Did we get a dog? Did we get a doggie? What's our doggie's name?
Doggy.
It's Poppy. You want to tell everyone the doggie's name, Poppy? So this year we adopted a 6-month-old puppy who's been a great addition to the family. Really great for Lily and great for her to have a friend. And great for me to have someone that can help take a little bit of Lily's attention away from me all the time. With Lulu working so hard as she always does, and but Lily has learned to love Poppy. She's learned to love Poppy. And Lil, if you listen to this one day, one thing we're noticing with you right now is that you have a bit of an Australian accent because you like to watch the TV show Bluey. You might not even remember it one day, but if you're listening to this, you're gonna be hearing all about Bluey. And Bluey's a show made in Australia for kids, and she's developed a bit of an Australian accent with some of the things she says, like when she says water. You want the water? But we love it, and Lily, that's been your favorite thing to watch this year. And your favorite music has been anything that gets your body moving, girl. I've noticed we go out to festivals in town or walking on the street. anything with a little beat to it. Lily just starts shaking her little booty everywhere we go. I'm so proud. I'm so proud of her because she's very outgoing. You're a very outgoing girl, and you're very kind to everybody. We haven't had any issues with you being a meanie pants. Right, Lil? Am I right?
Up.
Is that you telling me you want to get down? Down, down, down? One thing you've been doing, and you're doing it right now, is you love chewing on the cords for my phone.
Yeah, you.
She's been chewing on the cords to cell phones, and she leaves me with wet charging cords that I have to dry out in the sunshine all the time. Right, Lil? Right, Lily? What else did you do this year? Big news for Lily this year. We've been all over. We spent most of the year going to the Birch Aquarium. Lily likes to see the fishies. You like to see the fishies? Yeah. And she loves when friends and family come to visit and to say hi. And she's learning how to FaceTime, right, Lil? Oh, that's a good point, too. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. So what time do you think that's going to happen? And we're here with you, Lily. This is like the last days before you start to really develop these memories. Next Christmas, you're going to be all about it. This is our last time getting away with Christmas where you don't have any demands or you don't have anything you're asking.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Can you say, what are you doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, you don't want to say, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And Lily has been making us very proud this year with her kindness to other kids her age. And that she's always good at sharing when we go to the story hours. Or when we go to any type of group event. She's been a great sharer. Oh, there she goes. So maybe she'll come back. But I want to do this podcast in particular so that next year when she's 3, we can compare her growth. And when she's 4, we can have a conversation together. And maybe, you know, when she's older, she'll interview me to talk about what it was like, our time together when we were younger. And I'd like to make this an annual tradition to just talk to her a little bit and talk to you guys and express our thanks and gratitude for everything that people have done for us this year. And, you know, it wasn't the easiest year for us personally. And I know hasn't been easy for a lot of people, so just want to take that time to give that appreciation and to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and to look forward to new things in 2026. We're going to be, we have a bunch of stuff scheduled for release in January, and I'm going to try to get Lily back over here for a minute, see if we can get her to talk to you a little bit more before we let you go. But this is one of many traditional Christmas podcasts I will be doing with Lil. And I have to say, having her in our life makes me as happy as I've ever been, every single day. It's a challenge and a blessing, and I wouldn't have it any other way. She's released the hound, so it's time to go for a walk. We will be back, everybody. Hey, we're back.
Okay.
We're back. We had a little walk. Lily seems a little more talkative now.
Okay.
So what else do you want to talk about, Lily?
Okay.
Yeah, what is it?
High.
It's up high. What's up high?
I
don't know. Do you know? I don't know what you're pointing
at. I do know.
What is it, Lil? Oh, don't touch the microphone. You'll learn. You'll learn.
Oh, okay.
This is going to be a really rough recording, everybody, but I think it's a nice little, peek into the life of a toddler dad. Do you want to sing any of your favorite songs, though? Do you want to sing... The dad is on the bus. Say, I love you. I love you. She's not in a singing mood right now. She's really fascinated with the tracking on the podcast recording app. She's liking watching the volume meter bounce up and down. Is there anything else you want to say to anyone, Lily, before we end your first ever podcast? Do you want to say hi? Or do you want to say bye-bye to everybody? Want to say bye-bye? No. Say bye-bye.
Hello.
Yeah?
Bye.
Is there anyone that you want to say bye to?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for Lily. Okay, say bye, Lil. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
Chloe?
Can you say I love you? Give him a kiss.
Mwah.
All right. There goes Lily on her first podcast. Thank you for coming on, Lil.
Bye-bye.
And once again, I just want to thank everybody if you've listened at all this year. We've been in the startup phases here at the podcast, but like I said, we've got stuff already scheduled for early January, and I think we might record one tonight. Lulu and I have been wanting to rank the Office Christmas episodes, which I think could be a fun little conversation, maybe with some eggnog flowing. Other than that, I wanted to get this one down, to get Lily, to get it recorded, and to make our first traditional podcast. Hopefully in the years to come, we'll be talking about her school year, or her whatever sport, or club, or activity Lily's really into. That's the beautiful thing with a toddler, is it could be anything. She could be a softball player, she might be into music, maybe she's a math whiz. It's just hard to tell at this time, you know? You just look, there's a world full of opportunity and possibility in front of her, and that's what we're trying to do here at the Just for Funcast, is to show that there's possibility and opportunity for all of us, and it's endless, and it's in front of all of us. We just have to get out there and attack the world like we're 2 years old, and no fear, and with no inhibition about what people might think. It's a big lesson that I've taken from these first 2 years watching this little girl grow up. As you can hear, Poppy is making her presence felt on the podcast for the first time as well. I think that's my sign to call this one for today. Thanks if you listen to this. If not, it's going in the archive so we can look back and remember what we sounded like around Christmas 2025. Thanks, everybody. We love you. Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.